It's Monday, the 7th of September, 2015. And this morning I should be going to St. John's Hospital in the nearby town of Livingston. And the reason I should be going there is that for maybe two, three, 4 years at least now, I've been having trouble with my waterworks. Yes. It's a common problem with men over 40 where the prostate gland begins to enlarge and, if you like, in the most crudest sense, would say that it begins to strangle a man's waterworks. It envelops or surrounds the urethra, leaving the bladder to the pointy bit. And as a man ages over 40, for some reason, the prostate begins to enlarge. It's about the size of a walnut in its normal sense for an adult male. This leads to various problems with waterworks you can live with or can't live with. Fortunately, I haven't had any issues living with it, to be honest. Well, I'd say I haven't had any issues living with it. But nothing serious. In other words, it's been livable, and I've had various tests over the years and medications. And I'm on medication at the moment for the treatment. It's basically a kind of hormonal treatment. In other words, feeding female hormones into your body to stifle, if you like, the testosterone of the male body. So anyway, a wee while ago, a few weeks ago, I felt the need to go see a doctor and ask for an update blood test done for PSA, which is it's a blood count, basically, because the prostate gland produces this protein into the blood. It does other things. If you really want to know what it all does, then you can Google it. But it's mostly there for reproductive reasons, but it also produces a protein, and this protein can increase in levels. Now, a normal level would be around 2. It doesn't really make sense to people, but around 2. I felt that things were changing. I thought I'd go and get checked again. So I went to the doctors, had the blood test done, and the results came back just under 2 weeks after that, saying that my levels were then at 4.2. Nothing critical, but obviously raised since about 10 months previously. It had only been 2.1, so doubled, if you like. But for a man of my age, it was kind of expected to be something about that. So maybe I'd just been living in grace for a wee bit. Anyway, the doctor examined the prostate. It's not an uncomfortable physical check. But anyway, she said it felt normal, but then thought that it would be good to contact St. John's and get them to decide what they're going to do. So basically, within almost a week, I'd received a letter from St. John's inviting me along to have a prostate biopsy, just to check that there was nothing untowards. The PSA levels give indications, but nothing is guaranteed. And in fact, that even high PSA levels does not indicate prostate cancer, and someone could have low PSA and still have prostate cancer. Yes, it gets a wee bit convoluted and complicated, but there you go. So the appointment was made for this morning, the 7th of September, for my prostate biopsy. And the reason I'm recording this is because I'm not going. I chickened out. No, really, the reason I didn't go was because there are after effects of this biopsy, and one of those, the one that concerned me more than any of them, was infection. And we all know about hospitals and MRSA and other wee nasty buggies. And we have a wee break coming up on the end of this week, Friday the 11th, for a long weekend down at Northumberland, Berwick upon Tweed, in fact. And it's with family, and I'm the driver. So it concerned me that if I pick up an infection, I could live with discomfort because apparently there is discomfort for a few days afterwards, but I could live with that. But if I picked up an infection, it could put, well, basically, it could cause the holiday, the break, to be cancelled, if you like. And I couldn't risk that because we've all been looking forward to it so much. So, anyway, so I asked for a cancellation, a postponement, and I managed to get one. It's for the 5th of October, another Monday morning. So that's the position I'm in just now. I obviously now, because of this, have to wait another month before I get the biopsy, which then prolongs the results, which normally come through about 2 to 3 weeks following the biopsy. So by postponing my appointment, I've actually postponed the, or extended, if you like, the my waiting time to find out whether I've got prostate cancer or not. I'm being positive about the whole thing. I'm believing I've not got it. I'm not sitting thinking, my God, I've got prostate cancer. I'm not. And the reason I'm recording this audio is basically as a kind of a diary of events. If something does come out of this, and I'll follow it through to conclusion, or if I'm clear at the end of the day, then I will still be completing this me series of audio bits, snippets, if you like, for the same reason. So either way, we'll have to wait and see. So there you go. And of course, I will update this wee diary as time goes on. The next one will be probably around the 5th of October.